Well, good morning to you. I want to do my job this morning. What's the job of a pastor? Paul tells us in the 12th verse of the fourth chapter of Ephesians, it says that God gave pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, to the work of the ministry, to the edifying of the body of Christ. In another place, Paul tells us, 1 Corinthians 13, that we look through a glass darkly. As he continues in Ephesians 4, he says, till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, that's speaking of the Son of God, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This wonderful book that we call the Bible, it is that vehicle which God has chosen to reveal himself to the world, particularly to his own. Now, we have often taught here that the New Testament is the Old Testament unfolded, and that the Old Testament is the New Testament enfolded. I'm going to do something silly today. I'm going to give the unfolding first and the enfolding second. I want you to open your Bibles to the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. Wherein it says, King James, verily, verily, and I would remind you, the Greek has Jesus saying, amen, amen. And I've taught this word is better translated, no doubt, have no doubt. In Jesus said, amen, amen, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. By name he calls his own sheep. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. And they, for, because, why do they follow him? Because they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spoke unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. This parable. Some things are more effectively communicated in parable because, as Paul said, we, in our present condition, look through a glass darkly. Now, Jesus is speaking to men and women. He's talking about sheep. Let's go on. Then said Jesus unto them, Amen, amen, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he changes from sheep to man, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Back to sheep. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Here's a picture of joy. The sheep in the pasture, provided by the shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, he repeats it himself. And my sheep, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, Even so, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And speaking to this crowd of Jews, he says, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, one shepherd." Sheep, he calls us.
No, we're not sheep.
Well, it's a parable. God is communicating. This relationship he is having with his people, and he calls them sheep. And he says, he is the shepherd. This message is for God's sheep. Probably the most widely spoken verses of the Bible. Believer or non-believer, is found in the 23rd Psalm. Go there this morning with me. And let the words of David, the one called a man after God's own heart, not only touch, but edify you today. The King James translation says, opens and says, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Hebrew, Jehovah Roi. Don't get hung up on the enunciation. If you looked at it in the original, it says, "The Lord," noun, translated "my shepherd," verb. It's a participial word. The Lord is shepherding me. I shall not want. I have no lack. The Lord is shepherding me. Switching back to the New Testament, in Matthew 6, Jesus speaks of the Father, and he says, the Lord knoweth what you have need of. Now, in our human condition, man, our desires, our wants, they fly all over the place, but the Lord knows what we need. And the children of God, the ones being shepherded by the Lord, do and can testify, I have no lack. He maketh me. Who's he? The Lord shepherding me. I'm going to replace the pronouns today. The Lord maketh me. I'm going to put it in the New Testament context. I'm going to put it where Jesus says who he is. Jesus makes me to lie down in green pastures. Jesus leadeth me beside still water. When sheep are fully fed, then they lie down on tender grass and Jesus leads them. By a marginal note says, waters of quietness. Jesus, our shepherd, restores, and I am making it personal as the psalmist made it personal, as every time you are drawn to this psalm, which my prayer would be often, Jesus restores my soul. Speaking to one who might be exhausted because of the journey, ready to faint because of the trials, about to give up, because of lack of hope, he restores, he revives, he gives life to my soul. Jesus leads me in the paths of righteousness because of my righteousness' sake. No, you know it doesn't say that. For Jesus' name's sake, for his name's sake. Oft times in Scripture, we find God entering into the events of man for his namesake. God is doing this. He's not going to be mocked. He's doing this for his namesake. And he's included us, the sheep of his flock, whom he calleth by name, in this great work, often called salvation, which is a work of God. Oh, it doesn't mean the road's always going to be smooth. It doesn't mean the road's going to be even. There's ups and downs. There's ins and outs. But, you know, he says that of his sheep, of his children. David goes on to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. How many of you know? It's part of the trip. There are traumas and phobias that each and every one of us have. But what's the response of the sheep of his fold, of whom Jesus is the shepherd? The response is, I will fear no evil. What source could one possibly have wherein they are in the valley of the shadow of death and they speak so boldly, I'll fear no evil? Death is a finality to man. But to the sheep of his flock, whom he calls by name, with the psalmist they can say, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Though they may seem the same, the rod of the shepherd was a symbol of his authority. The staff, the shepherd's staff, had a crook on it. They were useful in showing not only who the shepherd was, but those of us wandering sheep that staff with the crook designed to draw the legs of the sheep back to the flock of the shepherd. Not appearing to be comfortable tools, but because of the understanding, because of the knowledge of God's word, because of the edifying of God's word, these tools of the shepherd, they do comfort the sheep. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. An enemy, one threatening, one who is our enemy. It is Satan and his minions, their design to separate us from God by weakening or taking away our faith, I'm moved. You know, by the words of Jesus, he says, you know, in the Lord, that which we call the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread. But two chapters before, as he was being tempted of the devil, having fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, the devil says to the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Trying to appeal to that need, that natural need of human existence. And Jesus opens up our eyes in his response, wherein he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we have this Bible, the Word filled with spiritual food, with promises of God. A table which the Lord has prepared for us in the midst of our enemies. Jehovah Roi, the Lord is shepherding us. It says of Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has shepherded us. He is shepherding us. He will shepherd us. And he's prepared this feast. This banquet of his word, wherein even in the valley of the shadow of death, we can proclaim, I will fear no evil, for thou, the shepherd, Jesus Christ, comforts us, or is with us, and by it are we comforted. Thou, Jesus, the one shepherding us, anoints my head with oil. This word anoints, the margin says make fat. It has to do with festivities. Folks, it has to do with joy. And joy comes with understanding. I've said it often. Happiness is a feeling, it comes and goes. But joy comes with understanding. And once you understand, that understanding cannot be taken away. Joy is being spoken of in this, wherein it says, you, Jesus, the one shepherding, anoints my head with oil. Oil always a symbol of his spirit. There's more to life than what we see. My cup runneth over. In the activities of the ministers to the tabernacle in the wilderness, God had given instruction that they were to trim the wick of the candlestick, that type of his church. God describes, trim the wick daily and fill to overflowing, a sign of the Spirit. A symbol of the Spirit. The psalmist draws to a close and says, surely, goodness and mercy. This Hebrew word translated mercy is hesed. Other places, as in the 9th chapter of Jeremiah, it's translated loving kindness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me It indicates somebody is moving. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. When we're in the midst of a circumstance, sometimes in the valley of the shadow of death, sometimes in the valley of weeping, we would love to have goodness and loving kindness precede us, but the child of God, the sheep of his flock, the man and woman of God, in the midst of that trial or that temptation, they may not get it instantly, but their testimony is, and that by understanding will testify that goodness and loving kindness did follow them, as like in Deuteronomy 33, it says, underneath all are the everlasting arms. There may be falling in the life of God's sheep, in the life of God's children, but underneath all, that is, beneath bottomless, are the everlasting arms, and the children of Jesus, the one shepherding us, do come to that understanding, and with the psalmist, they, like this teacher, say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Almost 10 years ago, when the God School started, my first words were, I'm not here to tell you how to have a better life down here, but to, through God's word, through God's calling, through God's choosing, show you the way into eternity, and that is in or with an understanding of the relationship we are having with the one who chose us, a better yet, of an understanding of the relationship. He, that is God, that is Jehovah Rohi, is having with us. And that is by faith. That is by grabbing hold of reality and reality is the truth, and Jesus said he is the truth, and in a form of making that presentation, he calls us his sheep, and he calls each and every one of his sheep by name. I hope that this 23rd Psalm that is on the lips of so many people, which has no effect on them as they mouth the words, might have an effect on you today and forever. And that's the God School for today.